to talk about is one so that exactly. I don't think there are many chidushim that I'm going to present to you on the issue of living in Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's one of my favorite topics, and it happens to be in this week's Parsha, Parshat Maaseh, and it's a very significant topic, and usually when I go to Chutz Laaretz, that is a topic I address at many different shuls, and usually after I address the topic of a particular shul, they usually don't invite me anymore on the next round.
It's not any Parsha,
no? Of course, no, but it's specifically, according to the Ramban, the Mokra is this week's Parsha. So, I'll just mention again that when I learned at Eretz Yisrael in 1971-72, I fell in love with Eretz Yisrael. I happened to have a Mashkiach, Skan Mashkiach, Rabbi Yoel Schwartz, Yibad Al-Chaim Arukim, he's a Mechaber, about 500 Sforim, thin Sforim. This is not a topic he has not written the Sefer on. He took us on Tehillim all of Eretz Yisrael. It's many, many years ago. I just fell in love with Eretz Yisrael from every single aspect, every standpoint. And then from then on, when I was, I'm not going to say Matzai Shabbos V'Yitan Lecha, so I'll get to the line of V'Yitan Lecha that speaks of Etzion, I just start crying. I said to myself, how in heaven's name am I going to ever come back to Eretz Yisrael? I couldn't believe it was going to be possible. And then, Baruch Hashem, we got married, and then there was still many, many years. Ma kara lachem, kadmer she'itbalbaltem. And so, and many years I wanted to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and Ribbono Shel Olam and his kindness, I'm speaking about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is Parshat Maaseh. Again, I said, by way of Akdama, I'm not going to present any chidushim. I'm sure you're aware of every single item I'm going to be citing, but there are a few little, shall we say, nikudot that I think also are significant. Okay, anyway, so that's by way of background, in order that Hashem was mezakeh our family, and Baruch Hashem, kimat, all the people sitting here, kimat, exactly everyone. Yaakov Gamkin, etzacha, lo? Beze gili gata?
Esther,
okay. So he was much smarter than I am, but Baruch Hashem. So we have a pasuk here in Maaseh, where the Torah says in Nun Gimel, what I did was today I tried to quickly do my cutting and pasting. It took me about 8 hours. Probably I'd be better off if I had a computer. And but okay, so this is a collection of different things. Now the pasuk, if you take a look at the pasuk, the psukah that precedes this, the Torah speaks about ki atem obrim esayadin eretz kanaan, and the Torah tells us v'horashtem es kol yoshei haaretz v'bneichem v'ibartem es kol maskiotam v'et kol tzamei masichotam ta'beidu kol b'mosam tashmiru. There happens to be a separate mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael l'sharish acharei avodah zara. It's a Rashi in Parshat Re'eh, it's a Gemara, it's a Rambam, it's a Din Shulchan Aruch actually, and I'm not going to discuss that halacha l'maaseh because it has some consequences that I prefer not to get into at this point in time. But anyway, subsequently the Torah says v'horashtem es haaretz v'shaptem bo. The obligation to essentially settle in Eretz Yisrael. There are two different the language here. First is Vahorashtim, Lashon Yerusha, Yishaptim, Lashon Yeshiva, and then and the Torah in Nundal and Nundar also a serious psukim, important psukim, because it speaks about the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, as we can see, Larav Tamud Nachalaso, Lamat Tamid Nachalaso, and then in Nun Hay we have a warning, Im Lo Torisho Yashrei Haaretz V'bneichem. By the way, this pasuk used to be quoted by someone from the founder of the JDL when I was in the United States. So he was very fond of this pasuk. And he was actually a master Talmud Chacham. I heard him say two or three shiurim. You know, we have a Gershon Tokea. It's a Talmud of his. Talmud lamad etzlo by yeshiva. Rayon Ayudi, who lamad etzlo? And so the pasuk says, "Im Lo Torisho Yoshei Haaretz V'bneichem." So the Torah warns us, those that remain will be the sikim beinichem, will it's nini betidechem. I'll translate it, there'll be fifth columnists, as the political science expression goes. And b'saros kamal arutz hashatav yoshim bo, you're going to have only tzaros. Ramban has a famous comment, kayodua, the Ramban writes, al dati zo mitzvat asehi. Yitzave osam sheyeshu ba'aretz, v'yishu osam, because Hashem gave it to us, lo yimasu menachat Hashem. This is a reference to the Meraglim, where the pasuk says, you can be comfortable, Rabbi Razi. You have to be comfortable. There's even a foot. Oh, that's fine. There's even a footrest. There's a footrest underneath, so you can open that up also. So the pasuk says here, Vayimasu be'eretz chemda. That's what the pasuk says in Tehillim regarding the Meraglim. So the Ramban alludes to it. And then the Ramban, clearly in the case, he says, this is a mitzvah asay. It's a chevas aguf, an obligation to make aliyah. And he seems to say, upon whom does this obligation devolve? The pashtus of the psukim, we're talking to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Oh, I'm sorry, there should be another chair there, I hope. I'm sorry. So the Ramban seems to address the tzibur, and the Ramban goes on. I'll use a different country, Uganda, if we decide to go elsewhere. So the Ramban says, that's a violation. I don't know if you're aware of the early forerunners of the state, without getting into details now, I've read extensively about them. This was one of their ideas, was to go elsewhere, not to go to Eretz Yisrael. And then the Ramban continues, and this is a very, the Ramban has to be read very carefully. I'm going to go to it, come back to it a little bit later. And Chazal treat a woman who doesn't want to come with her husband to Eretz Yisrael as a moredet. That's the Mishnah Dien Ksubis. Mishnah says that if he decides to make aliyah and she's against it, so then the he's on top, yoda other yoda, and vice versa as well. So that's more or less how the Ramban presents it here as a chayv asaguf, as an obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now it's yadua that the Rambam Shita seemingly is not like that. Take a look at the Rambam on page number, on the next page, page number two, the upper section. So the Rambam writes, and this is how Rav Soloveitchik was medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. I heard this both from Rabban Soloveitchik and Harav Soloveitchik, Zecha Tzadik and Mevrocha. The Rambam says, Leolam yadu adam be'eretz Yisrael, afil b'irshu v'akum, v'al yadu b'chutz la'aretz, afil b'irshu v'Yisrael. This seems to be a statement regarding the obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Rambam phrase it in such a strange way? We know the Rambam, when he formulates a din, he formulates it very decisively, very concretely. For example, mitzvah taseh liko kriyashma pamayim bayom. Mitzvah taseh lishmoa tuat shofar Rosh Hashanah. Ram knows how to formulate an obligation. Here he speaks, li'olam yadu adam eretz Yisrael. What kind of a statement is that? So that already indicates that the Ram did not hold like the Ramban, but rather it's not a chiyuv. Not only that, but notice the way the Ram formulates the din. He formulates it in order that it should be contrasted with what? With not living in Chutzaretz. That seems to be the focus. And the focus of this din, shekalayotzi l'chutzaretz ki lo'evi abadazar. Shenemeg yashun hayom istapech menachot Hashem le'imalecha le'imor le'chavod olhim acherim. And the Ram goes on. The end of the halacha. Shem she'osel latzit me'aretz l'chutzaretz kach osel latzit mi'babel l'sha'ar v'osel. This is a sugi in Ksubis. The Gemara there points out in Ksubis that Babel, you have several sugis in Shas that talk about Babel is like Eretz itself. For example, Fanadechta Fanadechtav. It's a whole sugi in Gittin, the first paragraph of Gittin. And also, the Gemara at the end of Ksubis points out that Babel, and Rashi comments right away, because in Babel, all the famous yeshivas were there. They say over, this I heard a number of times at the end of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish contended that as long as the Chafetz Chaim was in Poland, as long as the Chafetz Chaim and the great Gedol Yisrael lived there, so therefore they argued that that has a din of Eretz Yisrael. I remember, this is a true story, when I was about to learn Eretz Yisrael, I thought about it in the late 60s, and I came in 71, 72. So I asked an Adam Gadol, I'm going to Noach Monstein Zatzal. He was my Masada Kedushin. He's the Talmud of the Briskula, probably the Talmud of the Briskula, the premier Talmud of the Briskula. How do I know that? At Kasham Adria Soloveitchi. He said that was the number one Talmud of his uncle. And so I asked him about going to Eretz Yisrael. So he tells me, the Gemara says in Brachas, O Avi Hashem, the first parent, O Avi Hashem Shari, Tzion Shomam, Tzion Malocha. What do you have to go to Eretz Yisrael? Go right upstairs. Upstairs is Rav Soloveitchik. He doesn't understand why you have to go. There's no one, he said, in Eretz Yisrael, no one comes near Rav Soloveitchik. And so he said, then he told me another Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Zera fasted when he met Aliyah, when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He fasted 40 taniyos to beget in Torah's Bubble. Why? He said, Rav Nech, one thing. I'm quoting him not Chas V'Shom Mitzad V'Shom Haram, just saying over what Abriska said. Because since Taras Eretz Yisrael was inherently not the same as Taras Babel, all the yeshivas were in Babel, mainly had a fast to forget Taras Babel in order to appreciate Taras Eretz Yisrael. Kach Shamat in 1969. Okay, I'm not sure that's the Pashim Shad in the Gemara, but Kach Lo Amar, the Kach Shamat in Menu, so that sort of detracted from my going to Eretz Yisrael. And I did hear Rav Soloveitchik prior to going to Eretz Yisrael, and I was already enamored of him, but at the same time, I decided to go anyway, and because a lot of my Chaverim went, And so I went after I graduated university, which is today not the situation. Most people go after high school. and I fell in love with Eretz Yisrael. But notice the language of the Rambam here. Kishem she'asa latzeis me'arza chutzart. The focus of the Rambam is not so much on the positive mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. His language is li'olam yadru adam Eretz Yisrael. It's a good thing to live in Eretz Yisrael. But the focus seems to be on what? On the Isra of living in Eretz Yisrael. I'll discuss this a little bit later. And the truth is, this diuk is not my diuk. It's only made by the Igros Meishev. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal in a very famous tshuva. But Rav Soloveitchik said this diuk many, many years ago. And he felt the Rambam Shita is a nitzah kiyubis, which Rabbi Moshe Feinstein comes to the same maskana. I actually have it over here. If you look on page 2 prime, this page was inserted about an hour ago. So on 2 prime, in the right-hand corner, Rabbi Moshe has his famous tshuva. By the way, this tshuva is found of all places in Eben Ezra. A tshuva that talks about the mitzvah of Enga, sharing susa v'enosel igra. And then at the end of the tshuva, he sticks in this issue. He writes, "Uvidvar she'eloscha, im yesh mitzvah achshav lo du v'eretz yisrael." So he quotes either like the Ramban or Rav Chaim. We'll get to Rav Chaim Kohen in a moment. "De'ein mitzvah b'zman hazeh, v'nei rov haposkim sam yidu mitzvah, and avol poshet she'ein zeh b'zman hazeh mitzvah chiyuvet shel haguf." If it's a mitzvah chiyuvi, so then you can't live in chutz aretz. To Moshe Mishi, Yilbash Beged Shadal comes below tzitzis. It's Isur to wear a beged, and you'll be over it. The lohisker Isur el ador beretz yisrael. So this is the deal with Losh Rama. The Rambam focuses on what the issue shasul latzeit amanat lishka b'chutz aretz. The Rambam perkelt v'lochim. V'im kein habari enu isur lav. V'im hoya isur gam yanchei. Why did the Rambam make a statement like that? That you can't live in Chutz Aretz. You can't live in Teaneck, New Jersey. You can't live in Chicago. You can't live in LA. You can't live in Toronto. Elam Ken Chazak Eretz Yisrael Harav. That's the Gemara in Bavasa. Masha Derak Leosher Eretz Yisrael Yish Isa. Shos Chacham Avam Mitzad Haseh Ena Chiyubit. El Kshedar Shem Mekai Mitzah. So it's clear that Moshe holds it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Not that we shouldn't fulfill mitzvah kiyumiyot. Of course we're obligated to fulfill mitzvah kiyumiyot as well. And even if you assume it's a din drabana, I think we believe in also fulfilling din drabana. So, generally speaking, this is how the machlokes of Rambam Ramban is generally understood. That the Rambam Shita is that we're talking about a mitzvah kiyumit, and the Ramban holds a mitzvah chiyumit. Now I want to turn to the Rambam.
According to that, is there a problem for somebody from Chutz Aretz to come on holiday there as well?
So one second, I'll get to that. But I'm not. Halacha the Mice is not my area, as you probably know. Sure. So that's not
no,
my.
So just according to that there.
Your maskana is a very significant maskana, very important maskana. I'll get to it. Matter of fact, I'll mention, even though I was going to get to it afterwards, but Yadua, that our Soloveitchik, was an Eretz Yisrael once in his lifetime, in 1935. He was a candidate to be the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, which he did not succeed in getting that position. It was given to Rav Amiel Zeratag Gavrocha. He was actually a member of the Aguda at that point in time, and so therefore they felt he was not qualified. They wanted someone, a Mizrahi person, and Rav Amiel was more associated with Mizrahi, and he was a member of the Aguda at that point in time in his life. And so, but then the issue was leaving Eretz Yisrael. So he left Eretz Yisrael, and he never came back. And even though he had grandchildren who got married here, he never went to their weddings of his grandchildren because he held that it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. Not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how could he leave? The answer is he had a contract. He was the Rav in Boston, the chief rabbi of Boston. And he felt that contract that he signed, he couldn't violate the contract, but that needs a bit more attention. I'll get to it in a few moments. I just mentioned that now. As far as what you asked regarding someone coming to Eretz Yisrael. So apparently, if you read the language of the Rambam, that's not what I wanted to talk about at this moment, but I'll, since you already started up. If you look at the Lashon
Rambam, I don't understand the Rav in terms of, if you're not the kind of the mitzvah for you, why does he say over on essay? Why can't you just say he's mevatel on essay?
Okay, I think that's what he means. Even though I'm not medayiking on Moshe like the Ramban. That's what Avdovah Feinstein Shlita told me, that my father's not the Ramban. He said, you...
But he says... Usher, I got why it. Would it be usher? Okay. It's just a mevatel mitzvah.
Good, they say that. But his point is, the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam should have said two things. If you look carefully at the Rambam, look at Lashon Rambam, since you all of you are on the case, okay, what can I do? I just show you what's difficult is that if there's a chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael, did I use the Eretz step? No, not all of it, part of it. Okay, part of it is here, part of it is not. I mean, the question is, why is it that the Rambam, when he writes, he tells you asul lishkol mitzrayim, you can't live in Egypt. That we know there are many psukim mechumish by not going back to Egypt. And if there's an issur of living in Chutz Laaretz, so why is it that he only mentions certain, why is it Mitzrayim? Only Mitzrayim is also. Well, what about Teaneck? And what about New York? And what about Chicago? What about Los Angeles? Why in the rest of Chutz Laaretz are you allowed to live? And if it's also Chol Chutz Laaretz, why does Rambam Dafka mention Mitzrayim? If you look in the Halacha Tess, where the Rambam says, Asul Latzeit Meretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz La'olam. Elo, I don't know if you have that Rambam. I think you do, no?
Front page.
Thank you. Right here. Asur, okay, now this is not part of the time because it wasn't. He says, Asur, Latzeit Meretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz La'olam. Elo, Lil Mo Torah. You see that? To leave Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for the following reasons: to learn. And again, Bismanein Wano, Lefian News 90, Baruch Hashem, there are no shortage of Yeshivot here in Eretz Yisrael. Olisa Isha, that I do understand. Olahatsim Unakum. Then the Rambam says, V'yachzor La'aretz. The very famous Lashon Rama. You go back to Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Yotzi Hu Lischora, let's say for business, for Panasa. Abolishko B'chutzaratz Aser, and the Rambam goes with Hogamar B'Abasa. So the question that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is asking, why did the Rambam say Stam, Mitzvah, Ladur, Beretz Yisrael, Basur, Lishko, B'chutz Laaretz? Rambam knows how to formulate Halacha. That's how we should have formulated it. That's what Moshe Feinstein apparently is concerned about. Secondly, the Rambam also, notice, when the Rambam begins this entire discussion, he doesn't begin by saying the obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. All the Halacha begins by telling you, Asur, Latzeh, Beretz Yisrael, B'chutz Laaretz. Mashma, from the Rambam, this is Rav Soloveitchik, who's also Medayik, if a person is in Eretz Yisrael, correct? Then the halacha is, it's also lotzeis. If I am a toshav kavua in Eretz Yisrael, I can't leave Eretz Yisrael. But let's say I come as a tourist, or let's say I come simply on a, in his case, he came, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he came for the position that he was offered, which he didn't get. So then the halacha is, if I'm not a toshav in Eretz Yisrael, there's no isur to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's the mashmos of the Rambam. That's the pashas to me of the Rambam. That's what I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. Now, Moshe Feinstein basically is saying the same thing. Look at Halacha Zayin. Mutu lishkom b'chol ha'olam chutz meretz Yitzrayim. What is the nature of that? What kind of a statement is that? Not only that, Halacha Yitbeis, he's a kalayot to the chutz ha'olam ki lo'i b'am l'zorah. Right? Shenema, Dabar HaMelech, Gershuna ayom yistapeh v'nachas Hashem, le'imor le'ich avod olohim acherim. So the Kesavishah said, what's the marker for that? He quotes here a Gemara Gesubis. The Gemara said, at the famous Gemara, the Rabban also discussed this. Kol ador b'chutz ha'olam, dome kimi, Shein le'elokah, because the hashkoch and Eretz Yisrael is of a more direct nature. Here it's a local phone call, and there in Chutz Laaretz, long distance. As Ramban writes many, many times in Chumash, it's not a simple Ramban, it's a very, very radical Ramban. I heard from Abar Lichasin Zatzal, he quoted that Rav Hutna, when he would go to Eretz Yisrael, and he only put tefillin on the airplane, then he would come to Eretz Yisrael, put tefillin on Nochamol. Why? Because of the Ramban. It's a new pair of tefillin that you have to put on in Eretz Yisrael. I actually have done it myself. Anyway, Bikitsur, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway,
with the bracha recorded.
Yes, no, it's fine. So the Kesavisha said the bracha. This is the Gemara in Subis. There it's a kaladra b'chutzar as dama kimi she'en l'loka. But the Rambam says he changed the lashon. Rambam says kalayotze. I saw the pasah shulchan. Other the omen on this. But my point is simply that this Rambam again. Why did the Rambam write what the Gemara says kaladra, like the Kesavisha says over here? And also, as I said, the pasuk that the Rambam quotes here from Shmuel, "Ki gashuna ayom istaber nachas Hashem." I think the context, if I'm not mistaken, David HaMelech is saying to show that he had to flee to Chutz Laaretz. He had to run to Chutz Laaretz to Gat, to Tziglag, to Tznei Plishtim. That's what he mentions over there. But the problem is that Rambam goes on at the end. He says here in Halacha Tess, even though you're allowed to leave, ein aminas chasidus. We know Machlo v'Chilion were punished, and the Rambam makes mention of that. But the problem is, you see from the Rambam, as I just mentioned a moment ago, that the Ikar Din that the Rambam is formulating is the Isur of leaving Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. And that only applies to someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, who's Kovei HaMakom in Eretz Yisrael, who's Mishtakeh Eretz Yisrael, then there's the Isur Yitzia. And that's why the Rambam begins, it's Halachas, also Lotzeis Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and he quotes Machlo V'Chilion, Midas Chasidus, not to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam goes on, brings the Rai from David HaMelech, Kayotze, Kil Ovid Abed Azorah, but it's interesting that the Rambam Shita is, as I said, that's what I understood from Rav Soloveitchik. I heard him say this deal a number of times, and also the other part that I mentioned a moment ago, Li'olam Yadu Adam Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam would have formulated it properly. Mitzvata Sei Ladu Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't he formulate it like that? That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think, is getting at also. So the maskana is that the Rambam holds the Mitzvah Kiyum is not a Mitzvah Kiyumis. That's a maskana of Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. But it's essentially that if that's not my Mokum Mishiva, not Mokum Dira, So the Rambam, that's why he writes, Umuta Lishkom Bechol Olam Chutz Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is a seventh halacha, because the Torah said several times that Lotoshu Baderach HaZeov, don't go back to Mitzrayim. But other than that, the Isur is only upon someone who lives above Kavu in Eretz Yisrael. Then you have a problem, of course, of living in Eretz Yisrael. But I want to show you now the real Ramban. This Ramban is only a tease. The real Ramban is in Sefer Mitzvahs. And there we have to look carefully at that Ramban. You have it in front of you also on this, on the last few pages, 8, 9, and 10. Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs has a lengthy arichus on this, on his position that he just, as I said, presented here in Perish Al Torah, but not to the same extent that he presents it over here. So here he writes, I underline parts of it, but it's good to read the whole thing. These are the mitzvahs that the Ramban forgot to count. Ki'ilu. And the Ramban forgot to count. Now, by the way, the answer to this question, the Ramban, yes, on the Rambam, is already kimat. Everyone says across the board, no. The Rambam also holds is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam subsumed it under other mitzvahs. There are many of them. Mosaskir Eved Aladonov and Eved Shabarach. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. So then, if you barach to Eretz Yisrael, of course you can't take him away from Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam has many other references to Eretz Yisrael in many other places. I'm not going to go into all the details. The Rachaim HaKadosh said there's no need for the Rambam to count it because it's literally so fundamental. It's part of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what Rachaim HaKadosh writes. Unbelievable. What a statement. But here the Ramban writes, I just want to read part of this Ramban. Mitzvah Vieti says, Shinistabinu, Lareshet Torah, Sashenasa, Malkel, Yisbrach, Vyisala, Lavasim, Lavam, Yisrael, Yaakov, Velo Nazdo, Vyazulosenu, Mino Umo, Sodishmama. I'm telling you, I was zechet here in the 60s, the founder of JDL, or Amir Kahan, Zechel, Yisbrach, and I'm not discussing his politics now, I'm not talking, that's not my interest, I'm just, he said a number of shurim. He's to come to the Bronx, because the Bronx, when I grew up in the Bronx, it was already the Taylor and the Bronx, and the JDL came to protect the elderly Jews who were living there, and they were unbelievable. And my father, Oliver Shon, became very enamored of Meir Kahana because of that. Because he came with his people, let's speak in Lashon Saginor, he came with his people to help defend those who were, shall we say, in a very difficult situation, and the Bronx was really deteriorating in those days. Now Pella Parkway, where I lived also for a period of time, has underwent a revival because there's no other place in New York to live, so therefore people are not moving to that area. Okay, so but he says Lo Nazo Biadzlo Seinim and Umos Odeshmama. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael abandoned. You can't abandon Eretz Yisrael or leave it in the hands of others. That, by the way, sounds like an obligation. Lichbosh et Eretz sounds like an obligation that we have to conquer the land, conquer Eretz Yisrael. And then he quotes this pasuk, and then he goes further and he tells you there are many psukim. And the last five lines on page 8 here. The psukim in Dvarim, Hashem Nishbata Abaseichem, and the Torah here delineates all the gvulot of Eretz Yisrael, bigvuleh mitzareh, uvo haro maybe kol shechina ba'avar ba'har at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, shliyamnichim v'nei mokom. By the way, many quote this that as being the reason why we cannot literally give up any piece of property in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to get into that. I was on a bus. One of the few times I go on buses, usually I travel in cars. And this is many, many years ago. And they're interviewing Abaron Lichtenstein, that's all. Moreinu Rabbeinu. And Abaron Lichtenstein sat on the bus, that is to say on the radio. He was interviewed, would you give up Shtachim and Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, if there will be peace, an authentic, genuine peace, yes. He asked them, will you give up the Gush, the Yishuv Alon Shvut? And the answer was yes. Now on that bus, there were, shall we say, a number of some very young, vibrant, passionate types, they heard that. So they literally exploded. And luckily, Moreinu Rabbeinu was not there on the bus, thank God. It could have been catastrophic. I'm not joking. This is what I was there, I was present for this reaction of these individuals.
He said he'd be happy to come to Yeshiva with a passport. Every day that brings a passport.
So he was, I would say, in many respects, a Das Yochid. But his Das Yochid reflected his father-in-law. Very much Haras
Halevi.
Well,
Ravadia has the same.
Yeah, yeah, the same exact idea, 100% what Ravadia said. Okay. I was in, I think I mentioned this once, I was invited to the yeshiva down south, a very chashuv yeshiva. I'm sorry, in Mitzvah. What was that?
Rav Kustiner.
Rav Kustiner. So he met me at a chasana, so he invited me to say a shir. And so I went down, I didn't know it was the end of the world. Got lost getting there. It took me 3.5 hours to get there, and then I found myself wandering with all types of different livestock that were accompanying me. I had a livoy. It was interesting. I was actually butted by a few of them. They seemed to have these horns. Anyway, but it was so I finally got to the Shiva Baruch Hashem in one piece, more or less unscathed. What? They reminded me of that. Anyway, so, and I said a Shia. Great. It was, wow, what a yeshiva. Mashu, madim. It's a yeshiva gvoa. Good. So then he calls me up again about 2 years later and says, I said, fine. He said, I'm not driving. So he sends a taxi for me, which was very, Baruch Hashem, very nice. And they also said a shiur. This time the shiur was much larger. And they did a good job on me. These guys know how to learn, Baruch Hashem. They're guns fine. Then he invited me a third time. And the third time I said a shiur on a sugi in Ksubis. And about 300 guys in the yeshiva at that point in time. And then he says to me, after the shiur, so come for lunch, and then the chagach nase shoot, shelot shuvot im arav, and the topic was all the hot topics that could possibly be imagined. Hachzarat shtachim, seru pkuda, you name it, those were the topics. Trust me, I was never invited again to that yeshiva, and I was even actually sort of uninvited, and they more or less escorted me out of the yeshiva after I had what to say. They asked me what our salvation positions were, so I was very honest, I presented his positions. Including that if there were to be a genuine peace, we can give back shtachim, the sways of property rights itself.
Isn't everyone so against it because they don't hold up genuine? Meaning, it's not like
the opposition to it. It's not,
nice
not,
place to live.
It's not reality. It's not reality. There's not going to be peace till B.S. Gel Tzedek. It seems pretty clear to me after 25 years of that.
This place didn't know Rabbi Soloveitchik's opinions?
Did Bechlomat. Now, in fact, I told you, I think, about Razi. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I was around Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, probably the two best years of my life in Eretz Yisrael. I said a sheer hey to guys who know how to learn, Israelis, you have the tzavah, there were serious people there. So I started quoting the Rav, Shamati Be'arav, Shamati Be'arav. So they are...
They
thought it was Rav Kook. So they're busy, mechapsin. I mean, they're looking all over the places. They never saw, couldn't find anything Rav Kook's, any similar to this. So after the sheer, someone came over to me and says, So I pointed out to this Rav Soloveitchik. So they said, you mean, they knew about Rabbi Soloveitchik in Eretz Yisrael, his cousin. But they didn't know about Rabbi Soloveitchik in Boston, never heard of him. They had no idea. Anyway, a whole year they got used to hearing about Rabbi Soloveitchik in the course of time. But he had certain positions, but just the reality doesn't reflect any of this, so I don't think it really does not mean it. So the Rabban goes further, he quotes other psukim by the Meraglim, and now I'm going further. After page number 9, Rabban continues. And he writes here, and this the top line is critical. Now this line, what I'm about to tell you now, is a very significant line, maybe the most significant line. And this, Rabbi Razman Shlita will be able to, I'm sure, attest to this. I heard Rabban Soloveitchik speak about this topic in the 60s. I used to follow him around in the 60s. My high school days, I didn't attend any Shia Kavua. I just went to follow Rabban Soloveitchik. I found it to be much more exciting than all the Magide Shia that I had in high school, and therefore I figured that was not a problem until the Manal called me and they told me, you have been absent for 2 years. Could very well be. I just wasn't in the shiur that I was supposed to be in. So Rabban Soloveitchik has a diuk in this Lashon Ramban, which I think is absolutely fantastic beyond fantastic. Look at the top line on page 9. He quotes the Pesuk of Loh, Amantum Loh, Loh, Shematum Bekolo, says the Ramban, Hora, Shehoisa Mitzvah, Lo Yehud Vehavtocha. How do you translate that? So we know the word Yehud. Yehud, actually, Rabbi Soloveitchik has a famous essay. So there are two, everything is Tvei Dinim, everything is dialectic, Isha Goral and Isha Yehud, man of destiny, as opposed to man of fate, namely Chefza Gabra. I'm not going to go into that piece right now. But anyway, so the word Yad usually means destination. So what does Ramban mean here? That this is a mitzvah. Ramban says, I hold it's a mitzvah. And Rabban Soloveitchik understood Lo Yehud V'Havtocha as saying the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is, it's a Yehud V'Havtocha. Right. By the way, if you look at Rashi also, I think I quoted the Rashi here. Yerachayim. 100%. Rabbi Razi, this year is not for you. You are, it's just like you know the call for you. But anyway, the Rashi comments over here on the Psukim that I began with, the Masay, so Rashi says, based on the Pashup Shah. Namely, what is the Torah telling us? If you go ahead and eliminate the denizens of Eretz Yisrael, then you will, Baruch Hashem, be successful in Yerushalayim Yeshiva. If you don't do so, there'll be a fifth columnist. As the Torah says, L'sikim e'nechem l'tzinim b'tzidechem, it's a haftocha. The Torah is giving you a haftocha, Eitzot Tovi Kamashvalon. But the Ramban here, said Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, is telling us what is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that it's only a Yehud Ba'abtocha. It's not a Tzivu Hashem. I heard this deal from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. The only one I heard this deal from, Rav Soloveitchik, did not interpret, his brother, did not interpret this line the way his younger brother interpreted it.
But Rav Aaron did hold that according to Rambam, it's Mekiyumi, they hold the same lumbus. I don't remember this part.
I have notes. That's Antidekach, notes from the 60s. And
so what is the diuk again?
The diuk is that he's telling you what is mashita. For all the psukim that I cited, says the Ramban, it's clear that it's a mitzvah, it's a tzivi Hashem, it's a chovet aguf. Mashenken, the Rambam says it's yu'ud v'avtocha, which he interpreted to mean a mitzvah kiyumis. That's how Rav Aaron Soloveitchik interpreted this lashon, even though, one could argue, because it's not really so clear, but the Ramban says, no, it's a tzivi Hashem, and v'harashtem, that's aretz v'shaftem bo, is an obligation, not a mitzvah kiyumis. But he understood the Rambam is saying that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. By the way, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of kibush aretz in minyan ha-mitzvahs. We just pointed that out. It doesn't count the mitzvah of living in aretz Yisrael among the minyan ha-mitzvahs. So it could very well be it's simply a mitzvah kiyumis. V'harashtem v'saretz v'shaftem bo. That's the understanding. That's how Rambam also understood this. Now I want to get back to this Maamar Kamos here. There's a very famous, you're all familiar with this. I'm not telling you any chidushim. The Ramban has a number of questions on the Rambam, why he didn't count the mitzvah of Yishur Eretz Yisrael. By the way, if you look further in that Ramban, maybe I'll just be fair, I'll just be a little bit further in that Ramban. On page number 9, Ramban also says that you might misinterpret the Sifrei, that the Sifrei on the third line, L'shon Sifrei, V'yirishto v'yashapto v'v'zchut shetirash teshek, y'al tishtabesh v'tomak ki ha-mitzvah azohi, the mitzvah zayin amamim, where the Torah says, achvim tachvimim. No, the Ramban said, that's not the case. These are two separate issues. There's one obligation to kill out all the Zayin Am in the Luminaris itself, but there's also a Tanai Yimotzo L'Hashlem, Hashlem Yimayim, and then, when it comes to this specific mitzvah, this is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is not connected to that issue of Zayin Am. Then he goes further, he repeats a little bit of what he said in the Perash Al Torah, and then he quotes in the middle of page 9, you see that where it says the Rav Shevel has the Aros here, U'mimamor Melchemet Yeshua L'Kibush, or L'Kibosh, Tomei ki ha-mitzvah hazo hi ha-kibush. V'chein amim sifrei, kol mog m'shatid bo kaf rab lechem. Amal em kol mog m'shatich m'shu chutz v'yam komo te elu ha-em shalachem. O reshut bi adam lichbosh chutz ha-aretz ha-shal lehi t'vishu ha-aretz ha-sel. This is he goes to a whole discussion about kibush yoch. The sugi gittin, David HaMelech conquered areas before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered that you cannot do. That's called kibush yoch and lav shmei kibush. And then he goes on towards the bottom of the page. Look at the bottom of the Ramban on page 9, the last 3 lines. Yomri ani. This is a striking lashon of Ramban. It bothers me what he wants here. V'yomri ani ki ha-mitzvah she-chachamim ha-fligim bo v'yidiras Eretz Yisrael. Didn't he say that till now? What is he adding over here? What additional piece of information is Ramban adding that we did not have heretofore? He quotes the Gemara that I mentioned earlier, Shtakal Yotzei, V'dov v'chutz aretz, Yei benech ki lo v'av v'zara, then he quotes the pasuk with David HaMelech, and looks on the next page now, on page number 10, and he says that the Mutur mitzvah say, and then he quotes further, a sifrei, another very important sifrei. I'll get to in a little while, but at the end, the last line, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael Shkula Kedem Kol HaMitzvos. There's a sifrei. Okay, there are other such statements in Chazal that you probably know about a specific mitzvah that Shkula Kedem Kol HaMitzvos. This is not the only one, but here you have a sifrei that says so explicitly. And by the way, it's a raya from a Yerushalmi. There's a famous Yerushalmi in the actually the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Melachim that I xeroxed that Rambam. Perigzayin Aluchi Yidalan. I probably did not. There's a famous Yerushalmi. You remember the Pesukim in Shoftim, the Mashuach Melchama. The Torah speaks about Mashuach Melchama, Mia Ish. So it speaks about among the items, Asher Bara Bayin Lo Chanacho, Yelech Yashol Beito. Ben, he might die. Vishacher Yachnechenu. So the Yerushalmi tells us, and Ram quotes Aluchah. I did Xerox this Rambam just a few moments ago. It's Yerushalmi in Sota that the mitzvah of Yishar Eretz Yisrael is mitzvah semen Torah. We reference to this. Halacha, the Yerushalmi says that someone who builds a bais chutz aretz, so what's the din? This din does not apply to him. Because there's no din of building a bais in Eretz Yisrael. Even the concept of, many people have Chanukah Sabayis, and they dafka have it in Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to people who have the chutz aretz, there's no mitzvah chutz aretz daf Chanukah Sabayis. No such mitzvah. My wife and I, we always wanted to buy something. We never bought a piece of property in chutz aretz. And the reason is because I always wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael. That was even the real reason I couldn't afford it. But the but in the back of my head, subconsciously, there was also this idea that I'm the dafka buy a piece of property in order to sell and not a chutzlars. Anyway, the Shabbos says very clearly, the mitzvah of chinuch applies only the Rambam quotes in the halacha. The chala bone bayit on the tea care of chutzlars ain't a chozer aleim. You're not chozer b'yaruch ha'melchoma. The whole din doesn't apply. So you see, by the way, that this Yerushalmi is a din b'araisa. Chinuch ha'bayis b'yaruch to sell is a mitzvah in HaTorah. And this is a question of the Rambam. So why did the Rambam count? Again, this mitzvah, min ha-mitzvah, that's what Ramban is essentially attacking the Rambam. Why doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishar Eretz Yisrael? Now, Tesis.
What is Chinuch HaBayis?
Okay, that's not really my topic. You know what they do? Again, most of what is done by Chinuch HaBayis are all. I have a whole sefer right behind Yaakov. See where it says there? There's an English book. The orange cover, like orange or blue. Right?
No,
no.
Left.
To your left.
This
one. Yes, I lend it out to people because they want to know what Chanukah is about. I'll lend it to you. You'll know what Chanukah is all about. I think three quarters of the Sefer is Belishu Makor. But anyway, okay, it's very nice. I had a Chanukah Sabai, but for me it was just a hey, a tinsel to say another shir. Anyway, so that's how I saw the Chanukah Sabai. So I didn't see any, that's a good thing, no? I wanted the Mechanic to buy, so did the Torah. Okay, so anyway, there's a Tesis here.
That's what
Reese
makes.
There's
a whole
tekis,
like a whole.
That's what he has. He has in the sefer. Some got it me in English because I lent it to a lot of people. That sefer. So on page number one, the bottom lower, item number eight, I quoted here. This is one of those famous Abchaim Kains. So he writes, this is on the famous Brisa in Ksubis. Who omer lalo? She said lo lalo. By the way, I just want to. I'm involved in these issues. Call Yom Kalayla. I'm involved with a lot of families of Chutzaretz. Usually one of the two wants to make Aliyah. Sometimes the wife, sometimes the husband, but sometimes it's not both. So then the question is what to do. So right away, they all somehow seem to know these Bryce and Ksuvas. Kofen or Solanos. Yim la tesim lo Ksuva. So Harabaz Mishlita, Marein Rabbeinu. Is that how we should pass it? Allah Allah Maisa? Chas v'sholom, I say. Ah, it's a Bryce. It's called by the Rambam. It's called Shulchan Aruch LaAloch. We have to try to Sholom Bayis. In my humble
my
opinion.
Mechutin, one of my Mechutanim, we have the Sefer Hilchos Ishus in the Rambam, and he said, the halachas of Hilchos Ishus and Ksubas are for dysfunctional families. Only such families.
I don't know
if
we should put such a statement here on record.
He just made a
there are a lot of areas.
Observation.
Okay, but there are a lot of areas in Hilchos Ishus that are, again, that are difficult to apply with my name order, that's for sure. That's what Rav Razi read. And this is one of those halachas that one has to be a family that's happily married, except they have this issue. I mean, for example, people have arguments regarding the chinuch of their children. What kind of chinuch should I give my children? I'm involved with this kol hayom v'kol laila. That's all I do, Abchaim. That's all I do all day is talk to people about young couples, about these kinds of issues. Let's say I have a lot of young couples, even from my yeshiva, we want to make aliyah, want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the arguments they have between the husband and wife is what kind of chinuch should they give their children? In which direction should they go? Because they feel there's no middle ground here. I'm not going to get into that discussion, Jimmy. You and I can talk about it for 500 hours. Why would they feel that?
Well, the rub's close to them creating the middle ground, right?
What was that?
The rub is close to them creating that middle ground.
I am the last one who's in the middle, I think. and that's I once told this to Abuela Zechendrach many years ago that I'm in the middle. So he says, "No, I fell, get mit von Gas. Only a horse walks in the middle of the street." Kedarko shall have riskayim. Anyway, so the you have to get that joke. It needs that passion. Okay, I'll explain it to you. Another occasion. He was reacting to a certain president at Michigan University. He was very into
horses?
Centrism. No, I don't think he was into horses. He was into synthesis.
Centrism.
That was his take on the matter. And many people have told me the same. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, they told me that you're going to have to make a decision. Either this kibbutz or that kibbutz. There's nothing in the middle. And so I'm going on my merry way. Okay, anyway, look at Rav Chaim Cohen. Who omer lalos? Kasav ben Chaim Cohen. B'tshuva, the honey bee, the b'yimeim, shayyah shalom b'drochim. Where does this halacha applicable? B'yimei chazal. But it was shalom b'drochim. I'm sorry, on page number one, the bottom of the page. Aval achshav shadrochim b'shubashim, ein yechol l'chofa. You cannot compel your wife to come to Eretz Yisrael. The havelikimor chafetz l'alichol l'mokom dudich haivalistim. What, do you want to take it to to an area where there are just brigands running around? To me, Lafi Adi is night in the USA, it's just full of brigands. That's what I see. I think this applies to the USA.
Is that Yiddish?
What?
Brigands is Yiddish?
No, brigands is an English word. I mean, terrorists everywhere, gunfire, every day. I mean, Mitzvah and Donnerstein, there's another Rachman Litzon, another terrible, tragic event. I don't get it. And Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, Lafi Adi is night, it's the safest place in the world. Kach Nirali. After living here 25 years, and Hashem should give all Klal Yisrael that kind of Ez Hashem, the bitachon, and we should be protected. Anyway, Bafilim Yamilo, Arevim, Miguf, Mamon, Arva, Charaboy. Okay.
Is Rav Chaim Kohn talking about Eretz Yisrael itself, or just the derech to get to Eretz Yisrael? Because at that time, it was, you know.
I mean, he seems to be talking about Dvachim. That seems to be as you are indicating. However, I do want to point out to you, take a look at the right hand. By the way, I just read to you the Mordechai. I meant to read the Tesis, and I read the Mordechai. But on number 7, the right-hand corner is the Tesis. Eino noig b'zman hazeh. His Lashon is pretty clear. Eino noig b'zman hazeh. That's not what the Mordechai says. I'm going to be mdaik in Lashon the Mordechai. The Tesis says, not noig b'zman hazeh. Dika sakad ha-zrochim. Ho-yom rabin ha-chayim. De-achshav eino mitzvah lo duver tisrael. Ki yesh kama mitzvah tatuya ba-aretz v'kama honchin. Eino nicholim nizayar ba-em v'namor alayhem. He's saying a new chidush. He's talking about the ikar. That's right. The ikar function of Aliyah Eretz Yisrael is to mekayim the mitzvah tzuyas ba'aretz, and we can't do that. Ein on yichol bizor b'em olam b'em. Mainly, he paskei Rav Chaim Kohen ein on b'van zeh. That's not Rav Chaim Kohen quoted by the Mordechai. But there's another distinction between the two, which I think is a very significant distinction. Rav Chaim Kohen, that's quoted by the Tesis, says ein on yichol b'van zeh. So according to Rav Chaim Kohen, there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael today, correct? And he holds even if ein sakana drachim, I cannot compel my wife to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Chaim Cohen quotes in Tesis. The Mordechai does not say that. He says that in the case who omer lalo, and she said lo lalo, kovenas lalo, he writes hani mili be a man. Now it comes out to Rav Chaim Cohen, the way quoted by the Mordechai, that the whole reason of bizman hazeh, man cannot compel his wife to live in Eretz Yisrael because there's a sakana bidrachim. And correct. So, but if, as far as the din of kfiya, that still is applicable even bizman hazeh. Okay, there's what to talk about in terms of this issue. That's not my real interest, as I said, in terms of what the situation is today. It seems to me, Leviani Udati, that Eretz Yisrael is the safest place in the world, the most secure place in the world. Yesh harbe shechalukim v'cholkim alai, in the statement that I just made. And let me say it's a mockum for diyun ein shum safek. What?
Ein shum safek. I feel so much more secure than going to chutzot.
I want to tell you something. I shouldn't say this. I was in a certain city in the United States not long ago, and the shul is surrounded by armed guards. Shul with 1,000 families. Armed guards. Mind-boggling. Vishaftem bovetach be'artzachem. That's Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'm not here to politicize or...
what Tosfos is saying in the Mordechai, is that a reason that the Rambam didn't write as a mitzvah for you? Or the Rambam had a different...
So that's the question. For the Rambam, if you read the Rambam himself, you certainly don't have that sense that he is connecting to what Rav Chaim Cohen is talking about. Not Rav Chaim Cohen quoted about the Mordechai, the Rav Chaim Cohen quoted here by Tesis. I don't think so. But I want to just indicate that you see from this Tesis that there's a new outlook about Eretz Yisrael. An outlook of Eretz Yisrael, which is, I guess, reflected by Rabbi Frati, who has the entrance to Har Nof. There's a whole institute. What's it called again? And Baruch Hashem, there are several such institutes in this country today, in the different worlds, in the Haredi world, Dati Lumi world, some outstanding, wonderful, wonderful people involved in Baruch Hashem, in Yalei Zrayim, and Eretz Yisrael. I met actually from both different groups. But the reason why I say this is because there's a very famous comment, which is also found here. I'll show you in the on page number 2. There's a Daskin Galia Tesis. My father, Shom, used to learn with us Kumish very well. That's how I know this Daskin Galia Tesis. I also heard this Daskin from Agoyin Labantol Menchik in the 60s. I followed him around, Rabbi Rasby. I wasn't officially in his shir, but I stalked him all the time. Anyway, so he used to quote this Daskin Galia Tesis. And he writes here, and the Pasuk in Kumish and Mishpatim, Shei Shonim Tizwa Asalecha, Yosaftes Tuwasa. So he quotes a Medrish. Now, feel any of the other Melchurva Achat Betoch. He has a gun, and he has one churva. Chayav la'avda v'chol yom. B'nirah la'arav meshe dafta v'eretz Yisrael. B'nid la'harbo ha'froshas tumas v'maisas. You know, the Rabbeinu V'chai quotes also the Pasha in the Orla. ki savor la'aretz and the tatan kol etz machol. Mashman is a mitzvah of netziyat ilanot be'aretz Yisrael.
Even that's what Tosos was afraid of.
Okay, exactly. Tosos was frightened about. But what I'm just showing you that you see apparently there are two different aspects of the din of Aliyah. One aspect is the one that we generally think of, namely that Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokech Avam Mereshis Hashon Arach Rishona. That's the pasuk. The Shechina is Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes it's a direct kind of hashgacha, no satraps, no intermediaries, but rather a direct kind of connection that we have with Hashem Yisbarach and Mokav Hashurat Hashchina v'chulu v'chulu. I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein told me that Rav Hutna used to come to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, his Rebbe from Chaim Berlin, and then he would have discussions with him about what Rav Hutna asked him, what do you see as the greatest Eretz Yisrael? And Rav Aaron Kedarka would go on his merry way, all types of philosophic and other kind of, I won't get into all the details right now, and Rav Hutna said to him, what are you basically hacking at Shining about? He used to call it Gemara Ksubis. That a land that Moshe and Aaron were not zochet to see, and now we are Baruch Hashem, you and I both are zochet to see, and to step, and to walk down the Amos in Eretz Yisrael. That is the, you know, the Eretz Yisrael is the Mokam Hashuras Hashchina. There's no question about it. That seems to be the major thrust in terms of Aliyah. But even now we have a new perspective, namely, as a opportunity to fulfill Terumas Umaisis Mitzvah Tzuyis Baruch. But this is a bit of a problem in light of the Gemara and Seita. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem all the tefillos that he was mispalo that the Eretz Yisrael. He asked the Gemara v'chilachu mipirya l'zbo mitzuvah mitzorech. It could be a sign of contradiction. What, he wants to eat Yaffa oranges? Tapuzim Yaffa. That's the reason why he wants to enter Eretz Yisrael. But he wants to be kind of mitzvah to his baret. So you see there are two different perspectives regarding this matter. This matter which teaches you the apparently a chiyah min haTorah that to live in Eretz Yisrael and to work the land. By the way, you probably also are aware there's a, I didn't really get into this discussion, nor I don't know if there's enough time to do so, but there were many Gedolei Yisrael who held that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah is through agriculture, by working the land, by tilling the soil, by cultivating the land, by nurturing the land. If I don't work in agriculture, let's say I'm a Chassidish Rebbe, and I get pidyonot from my Chassidim, from Chutz Laretz, is there a long time in mitzvah of Aliyah? At all?
I don't feel like anybody in this room probably.
What was that?
I feel like anybody in this room is stunned.
What do you mean? Shiva
Farms?
We plant tomatoes. We have my wife plants tomatoes for not to fulfill this. Not a push it.
She joins Zoratino, that was the average.
Okay, that's already Yesh Bezema Kondo Duna, that organization, without getting into it right now. But I'm just saying they're in Chutzaritz.
But
is there
it's
a
knuckle over there, or
it's a... No, what do you mean? It's a... Yeah, in okay, but anyway... Okay, but I'm just indicating to you that there are two different aspects of Eretz Yisrael you see here from the Rishonim. One is simply as a mokum for Aliyah, and the other is for Hashras Hashim, and the other is for kind of mitzvahs, Hatzulis Baruch.
Okay, but doesn't the Ramban say in Sefer Vayikra that you're not really the kind of mitzvahs in Chutzar, it's only practice?
Ramban Shita is very clear, as Alan said. He writes this a number of times. I was going to get to that, but Ramban said that the Iker Kima Mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, not just Mitzvah Satuyas, the Karka Shal Eretz Yisrael, no. Matzah and Mezuzah and all the different Chomos HaGuf are Mekuyim ideally Dafka in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz.
It's just practice.
That's right, it's only a Targil. Exactly. Many ask a Kasha on this Ramban because it seems to be a very big Kiddush. The statement of Ramban is a massive Kiddush. What they tell me that the mitzvah of matzah is ideally fulfilled. Matzah is a mitzvah. Chavis HaGuf, where I'm living in Ashkash.
And matzah is a funny example. Mitzrayim, that was the first tzibu was a Mitzrayim.
Say that, but by Tochlu Matzah, it's a very mechudish to Ramban. Rabbi Levinson told me, to him it's poshut. That the Ramban is correct. Poshut. Milson of Pshita, he told me. That this is the Maral asked on this Ramban. He goes to town against an Ramban. Because it doesn't seem to, al pi svara, doesn't seem to be a very difficult position. That chavis haguf, what's the difference whether I'm in chutz laretz or Eretz Yisrael? It's the same chavis haguf.
Well, he brings it to
the different guf.
He brings all kinds
so
of gemaras.
The question is really back to the chassal. What do they have in them? Shavas, Shavim, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, so he's quoting somebody.
He is quoting a lot. I didn't zirak that on time. But I hear Marabeim said that hamayis nechavel haraya, and it's on him to bring the raya. Not on the others. Okay, but that's not here, nor there. No, but since you got me on this now, I'll just show you something else, which also the Avnei Nezer is the one who points this out. It's actually in these sheets. Just on page number, maybe I should mention it. page number 7. Thank you very much. You already reviewed the whole thing. It's great. There's a the Megillas Esther, who defends the Rambam against the Ramban. He argues that this mitzvah, many, many people hold like this. I don't think this is a finish what I'm about to say. Many people hold that this mitzvah is no longer relevant and will only become relevant again when? Bimos HaMashiach. This is the position of Megillas Esther, the very famous position that he takes. And Mizefer Chuban HaMikdash, his argument is that it's no longer relevant. The only problem is that the Ramban himself clearly speaks against this. Rabban, when he writes the end there, V'omer ani ki ha-mitzvah shacham mafliyim bo adir asa etzisrael, kol ha-yotzi gershuni, in mitzvah seh, shen sabino l'reshet, mitzvah seh l'dorot, mitchayev kol yochid mimenu, v'afilu b'zman golos, ki yadu ha-betam b'mkom v'sarbe. Rabban is explicitly against it, against this idea. But the Megillas Esther claims that the reason why the Ram did not count this mitzvah, meaning ha-mitzvah, is dafka because the mitzvah is nandoi b'mei, shall we say, once we went into Golos, it's not doing Bedoros, Ad Yemos HaMashiach, and what's his Raya? The same Raya as the Satmar Rav, essentially. The Satmar Rav wrote a whole Kuntras. Alagula Vatur, he also Xeroxed that, the three Shruas. And this, I wanted to show you a piece here, I don't know if I'll have time. But the three Shruas.
The Rambam himself, when he talks about Binyan Besab Chiran, all those other things that are totally
on the
Mashiach, he counts them as mitzvahs.
About the, you know, so, I'll bring you so many rayas against this Megillas Esther. First of all, the fact that the Rambam counts Trumas and Isis, counts Chala, and Tanya Mitzvahs. I think Kuf Chavon, Kuf Chavzayin, Kuf Lam Gimel. He has all those all those mitzvahs. They're not knowing about Torah B'zman Hazeh. You need Bias Kulchen. You don't have Bias Kulchen. And yet the Rambam counts it. So the answer is that Shizu Rambam, that there's going to be knowing the Mosheh Mashiach. That's called the mitzvah, knowing the Dara. But that's the question they're asking. So why doesn't he count the mitzvah of Yishar Tzitzel? So he came to this maskana, the Megillas Esther, that it's only relevant in Mosheh Mashiach. The truth is, they, it's a very difficult position, which is rejected. And I'll tell you what it's based on. So now on page number 7, that's what I'm trying to point it out over here, there's a very, the Ramban quotes a Sifrei. I have the Sifrei here in the middle section, in the small print. You see where it says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah, Ma'aseh ben Charosh, Sifrei Pashad Rei. On page number 7, mm-hmm. in the middle section, mm-hmm. left-hand side, that they were leaving Eretz Yisrael, Gadol Chutz Eretz. They came to, literally, the border, to a place of Chutz Eretz, v'zochvet Eretz Yisrael, zokvu einayim, v'zogvu dimoteim, v'koru bigdayim. They started crying. V'koru amikru azeh, shemar v'shamat v'kol v'am eileh, v'yashav v'yartzam, v'yomu yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, shkula g'nei kol ha-mitzis, v'chazu v'bolim kol, they went back. The Ramban does not quote this. This last part, the Ramban does not quote. So take a little down the to the right hand column. And Megillas Esther, Kasa Shetam Rambam, it's not knowing. Vod Sifrei, because it could be kind of mitzvah. So he says, in Dava Borosh, Shabbat Megillas Esther, there was Sifrei Ba'atzmo. He only saw the Sifrei quoted by the Ramban. And the Ramban does not quote the last two or three lines that they came back there to sell. He doesn't have that. So it says, the Avni Nezer, it's clear from the end of the Sifrei, Vinei, the last two lines, Chazu. So it's clear that the Raya that we go says there is no Raya. The Abinezer rejects it, and the truth of the matter is that look on top of the page, Abinezer also has why the Rambam didn't count it, because he counted so many other places, the Chosabodim, Kovin Evidence, Rabba Lalo, what I mentioned earlier, and other times the Rambam calls it, and we mentioned already before the Archaim HaKadosh. Anyway, all this is simply by way of the fact that, and some want to argue in Megillah says there, that maybe he was saying a chila between a yochid and a tzibur. That the mitzvah of the tzibur, that's no longer relevant, ad yomot ha-mashiach. But he's masking, there's still a mitzvah on each yochid v'yochid to make aliyah, to come to Eretz Yisrael. Yesh v'zeh makom ladun regarding this matter. Okay, but now I want to just add a bit further, if I can. Now I'm about to say over something I heard from Rabban Soloveitcher Zatzal also in the 60s. Unfortunately, Rabbi Rasbi, he decided to leave me and join you in Chicago. So that was really a very a massive blow to a young high school student. Anyway, so Avon Soloveitcher quoted a.
You let the Tzitz HaMashalom, I daven mincha that week that.
Of Avon Soloveitcher? You mean from Yeshiva? From
one year? You weren't there?
I was not there, no.
Rav Lichtenstein was the main speaker.
That's correct. I was not there. That was in 1960, was it 68? 65?
65.
Yeah. I heard Avon Soloveitcher as a kid, Mamasha kid. I used to follow him around.
He was the Shomer Chinuch, no?
That's right. I went to Buffalo in the snow, and you cannot imagine. I drove from Toronto to Buffalo. He said a siyum for Chabad and Rambam's. I went to, it took me 6 hours to get there. Usually it's about an hour drive. A massive snowfall. But I held, like my father said, Vesel Kim Halach Barogesh, Barogesh, Barog Ruach Geshem Shalom. That was not even a suffix. And there weren't too many people there. Buffalo, New York was not exactly, it's not the five towns. Anyway, because I also never forget what he said. That Rambam, we also have notes on that too. Many, many years ago, about Salvation, I used to follow him around. It was, when I was a kid, I started hearing him when I was in 6th, 7th grade. My father Shalom told me I should follow him. So I did. And I also went to hear Salvation in the Pioneer Country Club, Olav Shalom, the Field Rushers, the Zvachi Conventions. And I grew up in Yiddish, so it made it easier. I had some understanding of Yiddish. Okay, but anyway, there's a, he quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, a mind-boggling Medrash Tanchuma. I mentioned this to a few people. A page, two prime, sorry. The second, the third page of this handout. In the middle of the page, there's a Medrash Tanchuma. By the way, can I just say, before I get Medrash Tanchuma, these three Shavuos that are quoted by the Sat Merav and the Bigal Sester, my rabbein held that, first of all, that it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I've got page two prime, on top of the page. Gimel Shavuos Halo, Lomi. Ever read the cultures of the Sat Merav, Alagula Ve'Altmura? The whole cultures is based on the... Shalayal Yisab Achoma, one Shavua. We should not attempt to, shall we say, aggressively conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ve'achat she'giyash Baruch Eretz Yisrael, Shalay Yimudu Bu'un Ta'olam. And one... that he gave the Shua to the Goyim, Shalai Yishtabdu Bab Yisrael Yaisim Yidai. No? What do you say about these three Shuas? Correct. So therefore,
plus the UN.
So just everything that was just said by Rabbi Yaakov and by Alan, take a look, I have a letter here, on page number 4, 5, and 6. Two or three letters that I Xeroxed many, many years ago, and there were people who accused me of somehow fabricating the letter. This letter, it's kedai, even to take off work one day, to read the position of the Yosemech on Eretz Yisrael. He was the chalos of the Chafetz Chaim, in terms of even during those days when secular Zionists were at work. Anyway, so here, in this letter, which is on page number 3, and goes over to page number 4, and I can't read it right now because it would just take too long, but he literally... He regales you on the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael from every single standpoint, and he doesn't understand how people treat Eretz Yisrael the way they do, but that's not what I want to show you right now. I want to show you, since it was mentioned both by Yaakov and by Alan, take a look on the bottom of page 6. This is also a letter that was also printed by 1921 from the Osmanech. Omnom keit heiseba hashkacha asher Vasipata Mamachot, Hanorot, the San Remo, this is the San Remo conference. Nitzan Savash Eretz Yisrael Tiel Am Yisrael. And therefore he says, Kevin Shesor Pachar Ashmuos Ubi Rishayon Amalachim. Koma Mitzad Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Sheshkula Kenen Kol Mitzatel Lim Kaimo. Those goodbye three Shavuos.
We preceded the Sakhmor Rav by
correct.
Many years.
That's right, by many, many years. Sor Pachar Ashmuos. Umitzah Kol Ish Shesayeh Bechol Yechotel Lekai Mitzah Zoh. Where have we been? Anyway, and he writes on the bottom of it, whoever can support Eretz Yisrael and support the mitzvah aliyah, the Osamech was a very, very passionately in love with Eretz Yisrael, Yadavi Yadua. The number of machloks between him and the Chafetz Chaim relating to Yishim Eretz Yisrael, I once heard many, many years ago from Rav Mendel Zaks, the son of the Chafetz Chaim, he's the Bochin of YU. I used to follow him around too, except I didn't understand him. My father used to give me kashas to ask him. So I asked him a kasha on a Rashi in Divayom. I memorized the Rashi for 1 month till I approached him. And then I approached him on the Rashi in Divayom, and then he proceeded to tell me that B'mchila, you misquoted the Rashi. And then he proceeded to say the whole Rashi Balpe on the spot in Divayom. Plus he said the whole parrot for me while I was at it. And I was just me, Rashi, the Gabi. Anyway, so my father told me to ask him about the Balfour Declaration. What did his Shmer think about the Balfour Declaration? So he answered, "Mein Shmer hat gesagt azay, that the Balfour Hatzora is a weißer Papier mit schwarzen Zoras." Translated. A white paper with black Zoras. Somehow he saw it not something that would necessarily be positive for Am Yisrael. So he had a different perspective. Then the Osamech, the Mesim Chakem Mitvins, they had a lot of machlokes, these two. Yeah, you can read about it, it's actually already pointed out. But again, but the reason why this is not relevant, because number one, what both of you said, so Parad HaShuos, the Shuos, and then number two, it's Divrei Agoda, not quoted by the Rambam, not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Number three is what Alan said and what Yaakov said also, that the Rishon HaMelachim, they gave us permission, on the contrary. So unless you thought that the most, he said this, I wasn't there, okay, I was a little too young. In the in that famous 1956 Yom HaTzimut drasha, which is the most famous, maybe one of the most famous of all of his drasha, so there he writes that, and it was very, it's very clear to me because I'm a fan, as you know, the Beis Halevi with the Siba Masova, cause and effect, and so the Rav saw the entire establishment of the United Nations was for a reason to establish the state of Israel. It's so partial to me. Milson of Pshita, it means like Alves, almost like Alves. And they have not done anything since then.
Nothing good.
Nothing good except to say again and again, Zionism is racism. That's the only thing that they're capable of doing, and accusing us of all kinds of skullduggery and who knows what. But it's partial to me, and that's the Yisod of the Beis HaLevi. The Rebbe was very fond of this Yisod of his great-grandfather. He's named after the Beis HaLevi. And the Rebbe saw everything in the world, everything. I told you once, I asked them about what I was drafted to be going to the war in Vietnam. And I didn't want to go to the war in Vietnam. Absolutely not. My brother joined the National Guard. And he was helped by a number of very prominent rabbanim, Rabbi Heschel Schachter, Zechatzal de Rocha, and Rabbi Miller, Rabbi Yisrael Miller, Zechatzal de Rocha, the father of Rabbi David Miller, and the father of J.J. Schachter. These two rabbanim had a lot of influence in Baruch Hashem, high government circles. Anyway, so my brother was able to get a Shomer Shabbos National Guard position, not in Vietnam, and I escaped it because I became a 4D student. I became a rabbinic student. I'm studying biology and chemistry. Has much interest in rabbinics as, shall we say, as opening up a falafel stand. Anyway, but the kids are there. Maybe I'm more interested in a falafel stand. But I was stuck. So I went to Rav Soloveitchik. I said, what's the problem with Gemara Yevamos? Eino chama b'alei yad lo shul Yisrael. What if the war in Vietnam got to do with Yisrael? Ma kesher. So he told me, he asked me, you have time? You have time? Well, I was going to say no. That's a chaver. So I sat down, and the Rav for 2 hours sent over his uncle, a whole briskah, there's a famous Lusha Yuzal HaTorah, a whole shtickle Torah he has on Gemara Abed Azorah, the beginning of Abed Azorah, where the famous Gemara where the Yuvas HaElam are going to come, Lost and Lava, and they're going to ask for a schar. Look what we did. All the aqueducts we built, we did it for Klal Yisrael. Okay. And all the bridges we built, all for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem responds to him and says, he doesn't call them what he should have called them. Shakronim! You, as the Rav said, you prevaricators. You egregious liars. No, he doesn't say that. Shaitim Shemela! Kol ma she'asitim asim l'tzorach atzmechem. So, what does that mean? So the Rav said, that's exactly correct. And then he quoted, when Dunos Miskov quotes, Rashi, Rabban quotes the beginning of Bereshit, Bereshit, Bishlam Torah, Shanikos Bereshit, or Bishul Yisrael, Shanikos Bereshit. So I said, I was a little kid, I said to Asalichi, that sounds pretty xenophobic to me. I don't know if I use that word, but it sounds pretty racist then. What have you? I said, what? You're accusing the Rabban Yisrael of being a racist? That's what he told me. I was a high school kid, and I asked the Rav, on this Gemara, I was graduating high school. And so the Rav told me over this whole shtickle Torah. Everything is a Klal Yisrael. The whole Tanakh is a Klal Yisrael. The whole world is a Klal Yisrael. He quoted psukim all over Tanakh, the Rav. Unbelievable. I remember years later, I saw, there's a Sefer Amir al-Akum, and Rav Yashiv, Zatzal, the old time was today, so he has Akdom in that Sefer, and he also has that entire shtickle Torah, which also sounds somewhat racist. Ki'ilu, the function of the Umos HaElam is only to serve Klal Yisrael. It brings rice from Sukkot, the Rav brought rice from all of Tanakh. There's a Rav in Pirsha Mishnah, he said, and Adam Pirsha Mishnah is the Rav of Pasuk in Iyo, where the Navi says, Yochin Rasha B'tzad Gilbosh. I taught Iyo Pasuk, I keep meeting these Baptist Galochim on the plane, they tell me about job. They're experts in job. Anyway, so the, in Job. So the Yochin Rasha B'tzad Gilbosh, a fellow comes to a tzaddik, is walking in the desert, he's parched, he's thirsty. Suddenly there's an oasis. That oasis was for whom? For that tzaddik. Hasn't been used for 100 years. Yochin Roshem and Tzaddik Gilbosh. So too, the ganze Welt was created for Klal Yisrael. We are the sole and primary purpose of the world, namely to be Mefasim, Shem Hashem Ba'olam, or Lagoyim. That's what Allah told me. For 2 hours, I heard a whole shtickle Torah And that's what it means. Ein mechama bother el el b'shul yisrael. So in some way, since the Gemara said mechama aschal to the gula, he is ramigilah. Mevela, this is also another mechama, the aschal to the gula, which of course is all that the entire world should come to a recognition of. Vayashem amelach al kol aretz vayemu yashem echadosh barachah. The Rav then, and that when I met him that time, he told me, "Did you ever study the Malchias Tefillah?" So I was about to tell him, "No, I don't. I'm not really interested." But they opened up the Talmud, and then the Rav then she analyzed Aleinu for me. And the first time I heard him, I'm in high school. Analyzed Aleinu for me, and he pointed out the two parts of Aleinu. The first part is Am Yisrael Aleinu Shabbat. We recognize the Malchus of Hashem, but then Al Kenei Kaveh Liros Meheilam Bezvel Zezek Al Havi Gula Beolim Goyisim. And then he said, "There's one word here that occurs so many times. Which word is that?" But I was too frightened to even open up my mouth. What word? So the word is the word Kol. Kol Bnei Vasan Yichush Shrechad. After Selecha Kol Yisheira Tzakiv Yedu Kol Yoshi Siva Kilu Chaticha Kol Bera Tishama Kol Roshan. I got it. After, so that's the universal tefillah that the whole world should recognize the Malchus of Hashem. And that's the entire. That's the whole Tanakh. He told me from Breishis, the end of Divrei Hayomim. That's the whole function of Tanakh, and that's the function of Klal Yisrael and Am Yisrael. This I heard for 2 hours. Came about the only time I had such a encounter with Asa Lovechik. And okay, but. So how do we get onto this? Oh yeah, the Shua. So this Shua is not relevant. It's not relevant. That's what you see clearly. Okay, so I wanted to do one more thing, but I'll just mention it, okay? And then I'll, because it's not fair to be beside people who are working for a living and Tzad Bal Chayim. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik quoted a Medrash Tanchuma. It's on number 12 on page 2 prime. I'll just mention the Medrash Tanchuma, which I think needs a little bit of attention. What exactly the intention of the Medrash Tanchuma is? The Medrash writes that on the pasuk Tzoras Hamidyonim, we have it in Pinchas, the Parsha of the Koma. I spoke about it actually last week, the Parsha of the Koma. So it says, "Mikanu Chazal and Bala Horgicha Ashkem Horgo." So this is a bit of a pillar, Esther Baran Soloveitchik, because we know the Makar for Habala Horgicha, the Parsha Machteres in Mishpatim. Rashi quotes in Brachas Nunches. The only reason why I'm citing the Rashi in Brachas is because this Rashi is the most explicit statement of this. You see, the Gemara says over there, HaTorah Amar, in Bala Harg, Rashke in Lahargo. So Rashi tells you, the Mokar is Machteret. Bala is Gine Fasho, Sheodehu, Shein, Timtzeenu, Choteh, Lo Tamid Atzvecha, Vilatzil, Mvancho, Hu Bala Dad, Kein, Sheokam, Halecha, Vyargecha, Amato, Ashke, Mato, Vargev. So I bounce on that she asked, why do we need two Pashas for the din of HaBala Harg, Rashke, Mahargo? So he argued that one Pasha is talking about a Yochid, and one is talking about a Rabbim. He claimed that the Rambam writes here, number 11, also on page 2 prime. The Rambam says here, and this is another question they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam defines what is Mechamed Mitzvah. It's a big machlokes that we've shown him what Mechamed Mitzvah is. The Rambam has Zayin Amimim, Amalek, Ezat Yisrael, Miatzar Shemalei. What's the marker for that? Rabbanan thought the marker for that was this halacha. Otzor HaSamidyon, Vikisim HaSam. Habala Orgva, Hashke Varva. And this is very relevant. They say over, I don't know if maybe you don't remember. That's not your fault. Rabbi Razbe certainly remembers. Anyway, so when Avudna Zatzal was taken hostage.
In Jordan.
Correct, in Jordan. So there was a massive tumult, especially in the Fuchlanger family. It's a family that supports Chaim Berlin. They're very wealthy people. They are ready to ransom him for millions of dollars. Avudna. So they didn't know what to do. They asked Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe said to ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, ask the Chakim of the Yudoi what to do. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky paskin, they're not allowed to ransom them. The Mishnah Gidden, I mean, we know the issue that we just had not long ago, unfortunately, with correct. And we have this issue here in Eretz Yisrael too often. So, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky argued that when do we apply the din that, because the issue is in Pein Nashvu and Yosef Uchdei Demeh, that's the Mishnah Gidden. And they'll take advantage of it, and they'll continue to abduct and Rahman al-Islam capture and terrorists and who knows what, and we'll have to ransom them. He said that only applies, when are you allowed to ransom them? Shalom b'shas mochama. But since Tav Shin Chet, we are b'shas mochama. That's what about Yaakov Metzki Paskin. And therefore, all the dinim of ransoming someone are not applicable because of the consequences that might happen. But anyway, I said this, and then Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, he said, that's why he's called Chakim and Yudoi. Kach Shemati Rav Nissim Alpert, he told me over this whole interchange that took place. But the Rabbi speaks of Ezra Siliyat Sosha about that. We're still, unfortunately, in that situation. We're constantly surrounded by people who want to throw us into the sea. So Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik thought that these are two separate dinim. One is halacha that applies to a yochid, and one is halacha that applies to a tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So this din, Machteret, is a din of a yochid. And this din of that's mentioned in Pinchas is a din that applies to Tzibur. Okay, I wanted to focus on something else, but I'm not going to. I'll just end by saying one thing, that Eretz Yisrael, to my mind, I'll tell you honestly, maybe I've been here too long. I don't know. I hope Mitz Hashem should be mezak all of us to be here for many, many years. And the dream to the Horem Aliyah. But I, honestly, I just recently was a Chutz Laaretz, and I actually, someone who works for the Anti-Defamation League presented me with a rather heavy dossier of the number of events, of anti-Semitic events that have occurred, that the increase in the number of anti-Semitic events in Chutz Laaretz, including, I'm talking about US of A, not in Belgium and not in France, and not in Europe, but US of A. And I was astounded by what I saw, literally astounded. Not the Chas V'Shalom, we don't want any Jew to be hurt, and no one should, God forbid, nothing should happen to any Jew, but it seems to me that this is, I see it as a wake-up call, and the Rebbe Shem is at work. He wants Klal Yisrael to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And I think that now is the time, and as I said, I dreamt of this Kemat since 1971, when I first encountered Eretz Yisrael. There was not a night I didn't cry, how am I going to get to Eretz Yisrael? And the Rebbe Shem is Yad Nishmaya. I speak to Rabbanim often, Rabbi Yaakov, so this is Rabbanim who retired. What are they supposed to do here? So I said, I found myself. You guys are way beyond me. Of course you're going to find yourself. Not even a suffix. I don't see what the issue is. So that's one of the difficulties Rabbanim have in leaving Chutz Laaretz. It's not simple. But it seems to me, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot more aliyah in many respects that's taking place, even though statistically I can't say that the numbers have increased. I know a lot of my Talmidim are coming to Eretz Yisrael. And I have a lot of interest in coming to Eretz Yisrael. And I push it in the yeshiva a lot. Of course you have to make panasa, obviously. Without panasa, you're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Of course your wife has to be masculine. Even though you have the sugim ksubis, the kevim salalos, no, it has to be done. Benachat, there's no question in my mind that there's some, I'll just give you even a balabatosha thing, which you may find to be, you'll think this is comical, shitty. There are more svarim that are printed in Eretz Yisrael and published in Eretz Yisrael in the course of 1 week and probably in a year or two in Chutz Laaretz. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. That itself tells you something about what's going on here. And it's an incredible country. And with all the difficulty and all the problematica, and somehow, as I always say, we have to learn how to respect each other's positions, even though we don't necessarily agree. And the halavai that we bel shalom, eisa shalom v'maimav, Yasser Shalom Aleinu, I'll call you Yisrael.
How come the time in Bavel, they all knew the results. They were, how come they didn't all come?
It is question. They were as comfortable as Jews are in the United States.
So the main reason why the answer is they should have come.
What?
So the answer is they should have come.
Chazal taking the test.
Well, all those Tanaim.
During the days of Ezra Nechemiah, the whole Sefer, I teach that Sefer in the Yeshiva.
I'm talking about even later. Only Amoran.
Okay, the answer is, as Rabbi Shefter and Rabbi Willer just recently had I happen to have heard part of that press conference, and they said that they see themselves as being kavanitim. The kavanit cannot leave the captain can't leave the ship. And they see themselves as being captains of those Jews who are living in Chutz Laaretz. And they have a task.
But the people will follow the leaders.
I think there's a lot of, trust me, Rabbi Shechter, Shlita, and Rabbi Willig both have children living in Eretz Yisrael, and it's just a question of time, Mitzvah Hashem. We hope that we'll be Zeicha to have them come to Eretz Yisrael as well.
Yeah, I've always had this question about Mbaba. Why didn't they just all pick up in...
I was Zeicha to be in Rabbi Lichtenstein's shir, following the timeline with all these letters that he had received from Gush Etzion, inviting him to that it was exactly that day or that week that he was giving a shir Mesmin Yom Yerushalayim on mitzvah of this Ramban. He was emphasizing the Ramban, as I remember. So Rabbi Bick, sitting next to me, asked him, "Sir Rebbe, why don't you make Aliyah?" Rabbi was quiet for maybe a minute. That had to be. Then Rabbi Lichtenstein quoted his father, "Since if you all like the Ramban, the mitzvah kiyumus, so you're not bochur. And they have a function there, basically what you were just referring to.
Right.
But at that time, he had just gotten the, but he wasn't public. So it was just like, it was just, in hindsight. Oh my God. But anyway, but he was referring to this opinion.
I told Rabbi Lichtenstein, when I was in the shiur by Rav Aaron, I was there a number of years, so Rav Aaron was about 5 or 6 years old. So he used to come on Sunday to play baseball with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. And so Rav Aaron, he would speak, they spoke in that house three languages. Rav Aaron wanted his kids to speak French. Rav Aaron left France when he was 2 years old. He speaks French fluently his whole life. And Rav Aaron also wanted them to have Hebrew and English and Yiddish. So there were four languages that were spoken. Rav Meir Lichtenstein, I told Rav Meir that he used to speak to his father. He came in with a bat and a hat, but the shiur on Sunday was the longest shiur, because he would say a two-hour shiur, and then he would say an hour of hashkafa, so he had to wait there. There were a few characters who used to bring him to the shiur and more or less try to get him interested in the shiur ending, so that's why I used to bring him in. So he would speak, every sentence contained three or four languages. It was like not one coherent language was spoken, either French, Hebrew, English, and Yiddish. I mean, so he said he doesn't remember. Rabbi had told me, but I just reminded him of those years. Yeah, Rabbi Aaron, I think, wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael way before, but I think he simply couldn't leave because his loss was an incalculable loss to the yeshiva. Incalculable. Right. There are some people who left yeshiva, I think they're irreplaceable. No one is invincible, but there are certain individuals.
This was 1968, exactly at that time.
In the same late 60s.
Certainly wasn't.
I mean, Rabbi, you and I were in the same shiur. See, mm-hmm. I was Rabbi.
Yeah, you weren't in the shiur. You were in the shiur.
We crossed paths.
Don't remember each other.
Okay, I didn't have the schluss of knowing you then, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Is that okay?